Soap. What is it? I have no idea what it is. Soap is a salt of a fatty acid. A salt would be a good example would be the leftovers you have when you take vinegar and baking soda and you mix the two together and make a volcano. That stuff at the bottom, that's a salt. You've joined the two together. It's used for cleaning and lubricating. And soaps can be used as surfactants for washing and bathing and cleaning your house. And sometimes used as a thickener or as a lubricant, believe it, in like wheel bearing grease, it contains soap. And if you look at soap under a microscope or with a chemistry set, it looks like these really long chains. And that's why they're kind of slippery, because they're passing by each other. And these chains create a micelle, which is kind of like a cell, and the exterior is hydrophilic, which means it attracts water. The interior is lipophilic, which means it attracts oils and fats. Now, the earliest known example of soap or soap-like material dates back, believe it or not, to 2800 BC in ancient Babylon. It was a mix of water, alkali, and cassia oil. Now, it comes down to this. How does soap work? Well, you see, soap solubilizes the particles in the dirt and the grime into the mix. And with the grime, it picks up the grime on one end and grabs water on the other. Now, it's actually pulling off of your skin or hand or whatever surface you're working with. And as you introduce water, that hydrophilic side is actually pulling itself down through the stream of water, down into the sink, and down into your drain. Now, the very word soap comes from a Latin word sapo, which is a derivative of sebum, which means tallow. And if you know anything about culinary stuff, you know that tallow is actually the fat of beef. That's one of the early ways of making soap. You'd use tallow. Actually, you can make your own soap at home, as several people do. You just need a base, like drain cleaner, and a fat, like tallow, and maybe some nice fragrances as well. Might be a fun project for the whole family. Since you're using drain cleaner, please follow the instructions carefully. I don't want to hear about you melting off your hand or anything. There's actually a very long, sordid history for soap, and I'll leave a link in the description for you to learn more. If you're enjoying this podcast, please share this with your friends on social media. I'm Dan Mason, and this is 20 Minute Research.